Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. You know, I feel like this is an important day. I was thinking statistics, numbers, anticipating the GM and Chrysler announcements yesterday about what they need to go forward. But, you know, it really all comes down to the feeling of the 47,000 workers that GM is cutting and the others at Chrysler Corporation who all feel on pins and needles this morning. You know, you don't have to be on an auto assembly line to feel like this about your job.
You know, right now we're kind of in limbo. You try to be responsible and build a good product and hang in there and do your job.
It's a GM worker interviewed by the BBC yesterday. So with that in mind, with that sentiment in mind, let me reiterate, we want your response to what GM and Chrysler announced yesterday at 8778-MYTAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Is this the end of an industry, end of an era? Can we trust this industry with the transportation solutions that are going to be beyond cars in this century, if we're even able to get to that point? But joining us now is Nick Bunkley from the New York Times. He's a writer in Detroit covering the auto industry announcements yesterday. It was a late news conference by General Motors. Chrysler presented its plan also. It's a reconstruction plan that is supposed to demonstrate to the U.S. government that these companies are viable and worth investing more money in. And GM and Chrysler both asked for more billions. Nick Bunkley, can you set the numbers out for me? Because Rick Wagoner particularly was a little confusing in what he was really asking for versus what he's already received from the federal government.
Well, good morning. And basically the numbers come down to another $14 billion between the two companies is what they're asking for compared to what they had previously said that they would need. And for General Motors, they say that they now need a total of $30 billion. And that includes about $13.4 billion that they've gotten already. And Chrysler says they need $9 billion, which is inclusive of $4 billion that they have received already.
Now, we've already mentioned that for General Motors, five additional facilities are going to close. They're going to get rid of some brands. Chrysler's going to get rid of some brands. What is going to vanish from the showrooms and sort of auto lexicon of America as a result of what was announced yesterday?
Well, we actually still don't know yet because some of these brands, their fate is a little bit up in the air. But it's sounding pretty likely at this point that Hummer may just be going away because they put a pretty limited window on finding something to do with that or it basically gets shut down at the end of March. Then there's a couple of other brands, Saab and Saturn, which Saturn was a brand that they started 20 years ago with some pretty high hopes that now, of course, may be disappearing within a couple of years because they just can't really support it anymore. And then at Chrysler, there's a couple of models that they're getting rid of, the Dodge Durango, Chrysler Aspen. Those are some big SUVs that of course, have just not been selling very well, and the plant that they were built at actually closed in December, so they haven't even been built for a couple of months.
Wow.
And then there's the Chrysler PT Cruiser, which is I'm sure something everyone kind of recognizes out on the road, the retro-styled car that it was one of those hits that Chrysler had over the years with their design that they'd always been so well known for.
Nick, what's your take on the thrust of the restructuring plan? Is there enough in there to satisfy the government's? Is it good enough for them?
Well, I think what we need to see is actually what's going to be the response to their increased requests here for more money. GM seemed to indicate that the Treasury Department was expecting a little bit of an increase in the request, but at the same time, this is basically at least doubling the amount of money that has been given out already. There was some pending requests still in there, but to go from $17 billion that's been handed out to $39 billion. We'll have to see if the administration thinks that's worth doing. And then, assuming that money does get handed out, it's still just such a wild card of what the market is going to be in the next couple of years.
He was saying 9.5 million units, 9.5 million units next year. That's low. And is even that reasonable?
Well, at some point, the market just has to stop going down because you're scrapping 12.5 million or so vehicles a year, and right now we're selling at a rate below that. So you're getting rid of more cars off the roads than you're adding right now, and that just can't keep going on forever. But some of the numbers that are in these plans, as far as what they're forecasting for the next few years, are pretty sobering. I mean, Chrysler's saying essentially that there's a couple of scenarios they're taking into account. One is that this is the worst year, and then another is that this is about what it's going to be like for the next 4 years. And, and their forecast for this year is that it's going to be a 40-year low in sales, which when you account for how much the population has grown since 1969, you have to go even farther back to get the equivalent of what we're going through right now.
If they end up getting this extra infusion of cash that they're asking for, how long would it be for them to be viable? Because they believe that they can be viable.
Right. Well, they did emphasize that that if they get this money, that they believe they can be viable. And GM, they said that they could be at a break-even point within basically 2 years and start to be profitable again. Of course, we've heard a lot of the same kind of forecasting before, that that these companies are a couple of years away from being profitable, and of course the market just dropped out on them. But they both talked about their plan being to start repaying these loans by 2012, which indicates that by then they feel they would be in enough of a position to start giving back this money.
Well, Nick, it's so amazing. We're going to let you go, but they're just grasping to be a nonprofit at this point. Right now, they're little more than a charity. They're hoping to get to nonprofit. The idea of profitability, that's way out beyond the horizon. Nick Bunkley, thanks so much for setting us straight on all those numbers yesterday from Detroit. Nick Bunkley, writer for our partner, the New York Times, speaking to us from Detroit. And let's go out on the human cost here. Nick didn't even mention 47,000, it's estimated, new jobs to be lost just by General Motors alone, more thousands from Chrysler. What do workers think about that?
General Motors has been good to me, my family, and generations before me, and that's why we have like 600,000 retirees. They've been in business for 100 years. For them to fail to me would be a failure on America's part, because companies like this are the cornerstone of this country.
Hundreds of thousands of American workers, whether they work for the auto industry or not, are on pins and needles. Let's remind you of what's going on in California. Budget snag last night.